Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, we're back, and we're here, and we're talking about police brutality, something that's going on all over the nation. And also what they're doing with these taxes that is outrageous all over the place when people are losing their homes all over. And then later on, during the last part of the broadcast, I'm going to talk about the president declares national emergency. You need to understand, pursuant to 204B of the International Emergency Economy Economic Powers Act, 50 U.S.C. 1703B, I'm going to talk about this to explain why we're having this quagmire in law and what we can do about it. So stay around for the last hour. Mike, you were asking another question before we went to break.
Yes. Did your other guest get those two websites I talked about?
No, she needed those. She couldn't hear them.
Okay, do you want me to tell you again?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll give you another website, too. But... it's www.cafr1.com and cafrman.com. And the guy who has a website, his name is Walter Berrien. If you email him and if you explain your situation to him, he may email you back and try to help you out, especially since you seem like you're an activist and you're trying to do something. Because I emailed him one time and I got an email back from him, the very next day. So he's definitely on top of things. He tries to help people out. You can get on his email list, and he can email you updates of what's going on. It's a great website. He seems like a really great guy. But here's another website, if you get your pen ready. I want you to write this down, too. Mm-hmm. It's called www.losthorizons.com. L-O-S-T-H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-S. And this is about the income tax. If you go to his website, you can go back 3 years and reclaim your total income tax and your Social Security, state and federal. And this guy, he's been verified by three or four people that I feel are reliable and dependable. And what people don't realize is your income tax doesn't go to run the government. It goes to the central bankers that are mostly European. So that's another good website to check out. I bought the book. And I'm going to go through the paperwork here soon, the next couple of weeks. And once I get my paperwork together, I'm going to send it in and try to reclaim my tax money. And I'll keep you all updated on that.
Yeah, surely.
How that progresses.
Important. The issue of the taxes, I know it gets kind of like off subject, but it's not, because see, all the money that they're collecting is coming out of our money, our taxpayers, the ones that vote these people in office. All that money is going into their pocket, and what they are doing is abusing us internationally, nationally, with these rules and municipal laws that they're coming up with. And the thing is, they have no basis, because, again, what I was told, again, by the U.S. Attorney's Office, they told me that they had to go through a special screening department for them to investigate any type of civil rights issue. I was told by the Attorney General's Office they don't handle it. I was told by the police department that they have disjointed laws that they enforce based on what they feel like enforcing, when they choose to. And that's not only in Illinois, that's across the board. So then you have violation of rule of law at the low level. So how do you expect it to be better at the higher level? We'll be back after this break, and we'll talk a little bit more. And Mike, I'm sorry, I'm going to let you come up and let your question when we return.
Let's talk.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hi, we're back, and we're here talking about the issue of police brutality. There's going to be a march on Monday all across the United States, and everybody needs to be involved, needs to be out there in the streets protesting police brutality. Again, that's going to be a big mission because we're going to have to take time off, but it's important that we do this because if we win one issue, then we have won the situation when we have a new president take office. We will be known, and we will be able to come to them with what the public wants, not what they want to do for themselves. Mike, you had another question here. I'm very sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't want to take up too much time, but I hope your friend got the websites okay. And I think your screener said you're going to give me your phone number when I get off.
Yeah, I want to ask you because, again, I want to keep track of what you're doing, and I want you to be involved with what we're doing here because,
sure.
Again, as you know, if you've listened to my broadcast, I got an international persons that are involved with legal. We got
sure.
Alfred Weber. We have Loren Murray. We got Major Doug Rocky. I got a lot of people that have been tied to my broadcast, and I'm trying to work together in a network so
sure.
that we can do something to clean up all this corruption and chaos. So what was your other question here?
I was going to ask you, I mean, there's an epidemic of police violence. Do you think that the policemen are taking upon themselves? Are they getting cues from this fascist government that we have in the federal government from Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and the D.C.? it being done at a national level and they're just doing it themselves? Or do you think that it's more insidious in the fact that maybe they're getting messages, subtle and not so subtle, to clamp down on people and be more violent and more repressive against the population? What do you think is behind all this increased violence?
Well, since I worked in the courts myself,
uh-huh.
and because of the situation I've been seeing growing, there are a lot of people that operate through clout, through the government, okay? You know that, and I think most of my listeners realize that. And what happens is that people at higher levels in the political realm can call down orders. That's why you hear the word stand down. So they can tell police to stand down in real issues of investigation, and they can tell police to go out and attack certain people. Like, for instance, today, there was a man that came to my door, banged at my door, and said he was here to investigate me, and that he was a special investigator to investigate me. Now, he was here for something, just to hand me some papers, but he did that clearly to violate my right again, because, again, they have been after me in this area, just like they did Christopher Bolin, but they've been out after me out here for years because of the fact that I hold no bar to telling what is going on, because this is 2007, and this stuff should be ratified from all the way back in the 60s when people had done all this marching and stuff. So we're looking at the question you asked me, to bring it to a case, is the fact that the police departments are doing things on their own to attack citizens, I think, in one measure, to keep their operation going. The more people that they victimize, they can put into the prison system. And I think that there's a lot of police officers there are just dirty, and they have so much corruption at the top that they're feeding into each other, and you can't remove them because they're all in partnership with one another. Do you want to say something on that, Athena?
Yes, I did want to say something. You know, since the attack on September the 11th, in the name of Homeland Security, and I feel that some of these attacks, this is like giving them the green light, because they're saying that, oh, we're cleaning up, and because of what happened at the World Trade Center, in the name of Homeland Security, that gives them the green light to approach anyone, to search anyone, to detain anyone. And, you know, and then this goes on, disappeared. You know, there was a thing going on with the anti-war. And also, you have to realize that what is this war costing us? And so, from the powers that be of the higher-up, this is all a diabolical plot, I do feel.
Sure.
You know, and also, they do know that since September the 11th, in the name of Homeland Security, they have given themselves the green light to say, open season, we can search, we can detain, we can hold anyone, we can do whatever we want in the name of Homeland Security. And they're using that to, you know, like, if you look suspicious, we want to detain you, we want to search you, we have a right, and that they're putting themselves above the law, you know, and I feel that, you know, that's another problem that we have, you know, and why is everything going so up? And nobody knows what this war in Iran is costing us. You know?
Well, the thing is, you won't never know, because, again, it's going to be perpetual, because, again, this is the reason why I want to bring on this show and talk about this decoration, presidential decoration that's been going since World War II. And if people understand that, they would understand we've been under martial law since World War II. The only thing they have done is reenacted this decoration in different formats to give the president a right over anything. And so in the condition that they wrote this up, it's put out there so the president doesn't have to answer to anyone. And I'm going to read this later on. So the whole issue is, again, if we can, in our small communities, stand together, you know, the listeners, it's very important to make this meeting on Monday, because, again, if you do this, this is a beginning of a stance, because we're saying we don't want you to investigate yourselves no more. We want an outside citizens panel to review this, and we need to review the municipal law that they have on the books, because if the police are said to watch over the village officials, city officials, and county officials, and they are not present to watch over and protect us, that we need to change the language of that, because that is not equal justice under the Constitution, and therefore they are in violation of the rule of law itself. Now,
that's
John,
right.
You have anything to say on that?
Well, it's just the idea that, as they're taking over the media and letting the mass media control even more and more, they're dictating, as the votes were controlled in Ohio and Florida, they've got control of the votes. They say, well, they're doing kind of the color of law by the popular demand. Well, the popular demand that they perpetrate over the airwaves is what they create. And so basically we've been taken over, and the government has created this misinformation radio and television network to give you a falsehood, and they say the public demands. Well, it's not anything to do with the public. It's what they're creating that they're reporting, and it has just what their whim of what they want to do is.
And there's another thing, too. You know, what you're saying, John, is 100% right. And you're in New York. We're in Chicago. And I think, Mike, you're in Maryland. And the thing is that if we, you know, if this march goes on, if anyone in those states and anywhere else can send me a clip, if you got a camera or anything, just send me a clip of that meeting or that march that's going on on Monday.
Yeah.
And I want to get that, because I'm going to spell it all over the Internet and send it overseas. Because, again, people in Europe don't want to come to this kind of nightmare. These people are taking all our money. Like you were saying, Mike, they got one budget over here and got the other one hidden. And they're sitting there saying they don't have no money, but then they're not going to go in those extra funds. They could get a loan off the funds that they have in this hidden account, but they're not going to do that. They're going to take tax dollars for the people that are losing their homes. Right now, the market is upside down. The market is in a situation where if you have a house that you bought for $300,000, the market value of that house based on appraisals is about $150,000. So you can't sell it, you can't move it, you can't get a loan against it because there's no value in that house. So the thing is, they did this intentionally, and then what they're doing right now, they're criminalizing us by transportation. We can't get into our cars and go anywhere. They're criminalizing us to the level we can't get on the bus because we can't afford it because it's going to $3 a crack. And then if you go on the train, I mean, you're being watched every place that you go. So this is putting a huge situation of a nightmare on people. This is worse than 1984 or a situation in Adolf Hitler's Germany. I mean, they're locking people down, and they're doing it intentionally. And the only way this will stop is if we go out there on Monday and show ourselves and say, we don't want this no more. This has got to stop now. And we stop this nightmare with the illegal activity with the policing agencies. What do you feel about that, Mike and John? I just want your opinion.
I agree. I mean, we have to put a stop to it. We just can't keep going on like this. We're suffering worse tyranny now than we were under the British.
And the British don't even stand for this. The British right now, Lady Di was murdered by someone in the royal house. They're investigating the royals now. They're not standing back on that. We have people over here that are not royals, and we can't even investigate them. We can't investigate them because they are beyond the law, and law enforcement attacks innocent citizens or sit there and use your tax dollars to watch people like myself and other whistleblowers because they feel they can do that, because they just feel they're beyond the law because they got money coming in, or money's coming out through the back door, and then we're all paying for this impropriety of law. Now, I want to ask you one more question in regards to this march on the 22nd. Is there anything you would suggest that people need to do when they come to these marches, anything they need to bring with them?
Well, we're telling people if they are victims, if they themselves are victims of police brutality, to bring pictures and photographs, if they know of people that have been attacked by the police, because in unity, we unite together.
Well, we're going to break. Mike, thank you very much for calling in. We'll be right back up.
you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and I'm going to our special guest. I want to say to you, thank you very much for coming on board. Please keep me abreast what's going on. If you have any video from the march, I will put it up on my blogger, and I will spread this information out through the international press. Again, this is a very, very important issue because we need dialogue here. We need dialogue from the mayor. We need dialogue from the committeemen, the aldermen in the city of Chicago, also the people in outside the area of Chicago and DuPage County, of what they're going to do something in regards to this civil rights abuse. We also need answers from all counties and cities across the nation. Again, this is not only a black white issue, Hispanic issue. It's across the board that there is criminal elements in the police department that are making enterprise off of our tax dollar and abuse of their role as police officer, and they are harming people. They have taken our black children and have turned them into thugs because the kids have gotten to the point where they just basically are so mad at the fact that if they go down the street, it's walking while you're black. If you get in a car, it's driving while you're black. And then they are accosted on the street for no apparent reason, and they get to the point where they just don't want to deal with it anymore, and they act out. This is the reason why all this violence is going on. Just imagine if you're walking down the street and somebody follows you down the street. I've had this happen out here in Hinsdale, Illinois. I would be going to a grocery store down the street on Route 55th Street, walking down there, and a police car rolled over and asked me, "Are you okay? Can I do something for you? There's crimes going on out here. Somebody robbed some things. Who are you?" Or ask you, were you involved? Just because you're walking down the street and you happen to be walking while you're black? Or you're in a car and your plate light is out. You don't know where your plate light is out. You have no mechanism in your car to know. Before it was a warning ticket. Now it's a crime. They'll send seven squad cars for a plate light out. And then they find something. And then they look through your car and they find something. They find and plant things. They will do anything because that's more money they collect. It's all about the money. It is not about the criminal act. If you look at how much money they are surfacing from arrest of people, and then when they get people into prison, they can't get a confession. See, let me explain the confession issue. And the good thing is the OJ case. I'm going to use that as an example. Ron Goldman was killed, I told you before, in a sitting position. He was never standing, and there was no blood on his shoes based on the autopsy report. They don't tell you that. They made him look like he had a big fight there. It wasn't a big fight. It was like he was picked up from somewhere and sat there and stabbed finally, and he was killed there from the autopsy report. Now, if that's the case, there were more than one individual involved in that. Because it seems like Nicole was killed from somebody being inside the house and somebody did something else. So there were more than one individual, two maybe or more. Now, the bottom line is they're not going to tell you that. I looked at the autopsy report. That's what I do. Now, the bottom line, when that thing happened, what they do, when they find somebody they want to find as a culprit, they'll jump on them and leech on them like nobody else's business, and that's the guy they're going to prosecute. So it could be other issues around, and they will not prosecute. A good example is the Alonzo Cruz case. They went after Alonzo Cruz. He didn't kill the Macarico girl. It was Brian Dugan, the serial killer. They intentionally went after Cruz because that was the first person they could figure, and that was the Hispanic person. And they ran that down to the ground, and then later on they did things to brutalize him in jail. Because they wanted that conviction, because if it came back they were wrong, then guess what they have to do? They got to pay that guy. They got to pay him. They're not going to do that, so they're not going to admit to any wrong. So if you're wrong, you're wrong. In this world, with this thing that they're doing, it's totally wrong. It needs to be revamped, changed, and the law, issue of law should be equal and just. And by the way, you mentioned that case about the homeless guy that got killed. One day, when you don't call me, I will tell you what happened on that one, because I know that one real well, too, because I know the police officer that was involved with that personally. Now, the bottom line is, we need to change these laws and make them just for everyone, not just for a few, because this is 2007, and I don't want to see a situation of racial division in 2007. We should be over that. So I thank you very much for coming on. And one thing I wanted you to do is tell the listening audience before we leave about this SOS group that was set up by Chicago Police Department.
Well, as you know, hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm moving around planning for the day. We're on the website right now, giving out literature for the day of October 22nd. That's what we're doing right now also. But the SOS group, there's been lots of corrupt police officers through the history of time. But this one just got busted. I mean, you know, the blue code of honor and the you know, if you keep on and, you know, greed and corruption feeds on greed and corruption. And the fact that they found this police officer who put a hit on another police officer, what is that saying? That's saying, you know, and there's many more cases of this. This is not, you know, they always say it's some isolated incident. And that, you know, just to shed some light on what's really going on here in Chicago, that, you know, in your face, it is calling the city great and
bad. I have to stop you here. We're going to break. And by the way, I thank you for coming on, and I want to hear from you after Monday. I want to hear you have success. Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll have you back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to the dumb. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up a knock. Speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear.
Hi, we're back. And this is Deanne on Late Night with Deanne Burley. And John, what do you think about this march? Do you think we can make a difference here if people actually came out and stood up? John, are you there? Okay, well, I'm waiting for him. He may have gone off somewhere or dropped off. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what do you think if we have a march? Do you think that would be effective enough, or do you think we need to do something more?
Well, it's a definite tool. You know, the judicial system is been corrupted and is violating a lot of rights in a lot of ways, and we need to basically possibly put some documentation together to point this out without, you know, for perfect clarity, and then be marching and demanding services for your taxes or a change.
Yeah, because our services are not being met for the taxes that they're asking us to pay. And I'm going to read this to the listeners, and I kind of went over this before. The president decorated decorations One of them was this: the president declares national emergency. Now, this national emergency thing had been going on, going back to President Lincoln, and it started again with President Roosevelt when we went into World War II. And it has never removed itself. It travels from one White House to the next, and it's reworded, and other things are added in. And it's pursuant to Section 204B of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, 50 U.S.C. 1703B, IEEPA, and Section 301 of the National Emergencies Act, 50 U.S.C. 1631. I hereby report that I have exercised my statutory authority to declare a national emergency in response to the unusual and extraordinary threat posed to the national security, foreign policy, and economics of the United States by grave acts of terrorism, threats of terrorism committed by foreign terrorists, including the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, New York, at the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. I have also issued executive orders to help deal with this threat by giving the United States more powerful tools to reach the means by which terrorism networks are financed themselves, and to encourage greater cooperation by foreign financial institutions and other entities that may have access to foreign properties belonging to terrorists and terrorist organizations. The attack on September 11, 2001 highlighted in the most horrific way the threat posed to national security and national interest of the United States by terrorists who abandoned any regard to human decency, morals, and honor. Terrorists and terrorist networks operate across international borders and derive their finances from sources within nations. Other terrorist properties and financial assets lie outside the jurisdiction of the United States. Our effort to combat and destroy the financial underpinnings of global terrorism must therefore be broad, and not only provide powerful sanctions against the U.S. property of terrorists and their supporters, but also encourage multilateral cooperation in identifying and freezing property and assets located elsewhere. The executive order is part of the national commitment to lead the international effort to bring a halt to the evil of terrorist activity. In general terms, it provides additional means by which to disrupt the financial support networks and terrorist organizations by blocking the U.S. assets not only of foreign persons or entities who committed and posed the significant risk of committing acts of terrorism, but also by blocking the assets of their subsidiaries, front organizations. Remember, I said front organizations. Keep that in your mind. Agents and associates. Those are very important. And other entities that provide services or assistance to them. Although the blocking power immersed in the order are broad by my administration, is committed to exercising them responsibly with due regard to the cooperativity of the persons and entities potentially covered by the order, and in consideration with other countries. The specific terms of the executive order provided for blocking of property and interest in property, including bank deposits. Remember, I said that. Bank deposits of foreign persons designated in order of pursuant thereto, who, when such properties is within the United States or in the possession and the control of United States persons. In addition, the executive order prohibits any transactions and dealings with the United States person in such property and interest in property, including making and receiving any contributions of funds, goods, and services to or for the benefit of such designated person. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but if you go on the Internet, it's under www.whitehousegovernment/news, with an S, N-E-W-S, /releases, with an S, /2001/09-print-2001-0924.html. And this is the for immediate press release on September 24, 2001, right after September 11. Now, the president also, within this order, mandated that he had basically control, and also the office of the Secretary of the Treasury had control, and other agencies were supposed to act under them in regards to investigate knowledge of any terrorist activity in and abroad. And then also it mentions that the Secretary of the Treasury and the Attorney General, remember I said this too, the Attorney General was supposed to investigate any fiduciary crimes, anything, and block properties and deposits, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, this was September 24, 2001. Now, this directive, because it followed other directives that were similar in nature going back to 2001, gives the power of the president to basically supersede the power of any other authority, because we had been in martial law. It was a rolling martial law based on this. Now, if I'm wrong, listeners, please call in and let me know that I was wrong. John, what do you have to say about that? And I'll bring the other point in that I wanted to make. John, are you there? Well, John, I don't know if his phone dropped off because... But the thing is, the reason I'm bringing this forth is because every whistleblower that is out there that has a lawsuit filed in circuit and federal court, based on what it was said in this order, this thing that was declared, it gave the president authority. So this means this order stands beyond any other rule of law or anything else on the book in regards to looking into terrorist activity. Now, again, this by itself is attached to your lawsuit, should be, is the president's directive, and therefore it should be heard in court or brought before the U.S. The U.S. Attorney General or the Treasury Department, because they were the ones that were supposed to identify and also consult with the president and investigate fiduciary crimes and anything that dealt with acts of terrorism after and before September 11th. Now, folks, what is going on is all these whistleblowers that filed information in the court, every last one of them have been denied, blocked, have been put into a situation where these cases are being held and hidden. I have one in the Seventh Circuit, same thing. I was told by the U.S. attorney who gave a suggestion to the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court to basically dismiss my case in one of a lawyer because I don't have the right in federal court to file a case pro se because they said I have to have an attorney. I'm acting as an attorney filing a case on my behalf. Again, in violation of my right and my ability to come into court and bring forth evidence of corruption based on this information the president put out. On this information, I was involved with bringing to the FBI information of fiduciary crimes, deposits being made that were illegal from foreign nationalists, in regards to terrorist cells, all the things that were said in this that I was involved in, I brought to the FBI and various other agencies in Illinois, and they refused to investigate. Again, within these disjointed laws, they had told me that they don't have to investigate things. They have their right to choose and pick whatever they want. But according to this directive from the president himself, they don't have that right. It's supposed to be handled by the Treasury Department, which I filed this with. And it's supposed to be investigated by the U.S. Attorney General's office. And I brought that to Gonzalez's office. And his attorney here in Illinois, who is the U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald, refused to look into these things because there was allegations that may be from inside out. Now, there are tons of other people out there that are witness to other things that have happened that brought these things in, and they've been bankrupt, connived, watched, harassed. As I told you earlier, I had somebody yelling at my door saying something about they were here to investigate me, you know, like I was a criminal. Again, all of this comes back to the fact that I had reported that there were cells here operable in Illinois. And the reason they are coming to my door like that, because they're attempting to criminalize me and my family. And again, this is not only me, but look at what happened to Christopher Bowen. Look what happened to everybody else out there that's a whistleblower. And the only way this is, can be stopped, again, by this declaration the president brought forth out of his mouth. He put this order out. And if he changes that, and we should ask, should this be a law? Should this be that we're in this emergency, national emergency declaration? Because we're in martial law already. Here, we're already in martial law. And they know it. We're being lied to. Perpetually lied to. And they are using these measures of these laws to make the White House beyond the law. Now, how is it that this happened? Like I said, if you look at this declaration, I started looking into this because somebody had asked me if they suspended Congress, well, does that mean that the president will be ultimate leader with no law attached to him? And I went back to look and see if they had ever suspended Congress like that. And then what happened up was on this declaration. And if I hope I'm explaining it right to you, because in that declaration, it states that they were supposed to investigate all criminal activity surrounding terrorist activity that happened to do with 9/11 and any other fiduciary crimes that were connected to 9/11. And they were also supposed to investigate everything else concerning these other things of cells and all these other complicated things that came out of the United States and out abroad that caused us to be in this situation where we watched 24/7, watched by cameras, can't go to our airport, having our luggage investigated. We're not the terrorists. So if you have information on who the terrorists are and you bring it to them, they don't want it, but they want us. Now, according to this, they're supposed to look for terrorists. So if you bring that information, they're in violation of the law if they don't look into it. I want your opinion on that. What do you feel about this issue? Call in at 800-313-1443, 800-313-9443. John, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think about this measure of declaration that the president put forth?
Well, they've made so many laws, they're contradictory to each other. The Patriot Act says that we're supposed to defend ourselves, or you're not supposed to pay a terrorist. The Constitution says we're supposed to protect ourselves from without, from within and out of the country from terrorism. And so anyhow, you already have laws in place asking you to do what we're talking about and then shut these people down because they're terrorists. 9/11 was a terrorist attack from within. I mean, there's just so much proof, it's pathetic. And there really isn't that big a controlling body up there, but they seem to be established enough. They got the protection of, you know, CIA or whoever else. And when it gets said and done, I can't imagine those guys. It's like Clinton's friends. You pull up a list 3 pages long, it's over 100 names, and the last 10 are his bodyguards. Well, what did they see that they had to die? Just really bizarre. And it's like now the plane that flew the nukes over the 5 states, they're saying, oh, they're going to fire someone or whatever. All of a sudden, all those guys are all dead by mysterious accidents. It was an assassination.
You remember that plane that flew into Canada and it crashed and a whole bunch of people were in there and they all disappeared, ran up the hill and stuff?
Right.
I mean, these things are going on right now and they're unexplained and non-investigated. And then yet, they're sitting there watching us at the airport, going through our luggage, watching us in cameras, ticketing the heck out of us through traveling, causing us huge amounts of money and tax burden, you know, for taxes and stuff. And the thing is that where is this terrorism that they're talking about? Who's the if you bring evidence of the terrorists to them, like I said, I have supportive documents to show what I had. I have supportive evidence of what was going on here. And these folks here in Illinois refused to investigate. And then the thing that makes it worse, John, this last week on Friday, the news media had the report that, oh, there was terrorists here in Illinois, and they're concerned about the terrorists in Illinois, and that's why right now they're watching O'Hare Airport, and this is the reason why they're doing this and that and the other. They're putting together a new transportation bill, and the new transportation bill is going to deny us the right to travel without being a victim of more investigation. You think about it. Right here, this act covers it. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm sorry, but if I seem upset, there's a reason. There's a reason I'm upset. 2001, and this is 2007, no investigation whatsoever to 9/11. No solid clad investigation to all the allegations and lawsuits out. The family of John O'Neill have a lawsuit for $1 billion filed in New York. $1 billion. No report of that. Nothing mentioned. They go through the whole thing in synopsis. You had civil evidence case. It was gagged up. She can't talk. It's all hidden. You haven't heard anything else about civil evidence. You had Mary Snyder out there, and don't know what happened to her. She was with INS, and she was being bankrupt and losing her home and stuff. Eric Schein has got to go to court on the 23rd. He was involved with a different measure of this, but he had knowledge. And he's being deprived of civil rights in court, all because of corruption within. They have moved the judicial court system for the so-called merchant marines into some type of thing that goes into the Coast Guard, which is now a part of the so-called Homeland Security that's connected to the military, that answers directly only to the president himself, goes beyond the Joint Chiefs of Staff and just jumps over to the President of the United States. There is things that are going on out here that people have no jurisdiction, no rights within the judicial system, and disjointed laws, like I had said before earlier, situations where the law enforcement agencies are not acting for citizens, but acting for the villages and townships they represent only. Then you have another huge quagmire right now, and I'm going to go at another level. There was a police officer that dropped dead in New York from lung disease, from the stuff that he inhaled during September 11th. This is the second one they put in the news, but not inclusive of so many other people that have all this stuff that they have breathed in from that building. Again, who's responsible? Who's going to take care of this? Who takes care of the family? Do they get additional assurance, additional help for this? No. And how much diseases have been placed in other places across the land because all that soot and stuff that they breathed in could have caused different levels of tuberculosis and worse. There was no health a measure of checking into health in New York, and these people were able to travel freely. So then we started seeing all these things like bird flu and all these different diseases. But have you ever thought that a lot of this stuff may be transmitted from, things that happen in World Trade Center and people coming in contact with other people and this thing moving around to open up wormholes of diseases all over the place? Nothing. Nobody said anything. Nothing. Now, also, now, to make it even worse, 2007, we're looking at a place... Georgia doesn't have no water. I talked to a woman today that happened to be visiting in my area, Downers Grove. And anyway, she came and we were talking about different things, and she told me she came from Georgia, and they don't have no water there. This water is drying up, and if they have enough water for the next several months, it's going to be very questionable. Now, when she told me they're missing all this water and don't have none, I'm finding out the Army Corps of Engineers is down there removing the water and bottling it up and sending it to other places. And I was thinking about this, John, about these places the water was going to, and I had somebody on my show, a reporter that was dealing with the issue in Iraq, and he said Iraq didn't have any water. And I heard the military men had tainted water. So is it a possibility that all this water is disappearing, is going into Iraq, leaving the state of Georgia a drought? What do you have to say? What do you think on that, John?
The